Hi, this is a dictation for patient William Wilson, WILLIAN, WILSON, date of service is 9/13/2022, date of accident 5/19/2022, date of birth is 4/27/1976. Mr. William Wilson is here for a follow-up evaluation. He was initially involved in an automobile accident where he was T-bone on the driver's side on 5/19/2022. The impact caused him a severe headache along with dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, loss of equilibrium, forgetfulness, loss of concentration in spots in the vision. In addition, patients started having pain in the left side of the neck and left upper shoulder, and some numbness, tingling of the left, second, third and fourth finger. Currently, the patient informed that now his pain has spread. It is not only occupying the neck, mid-back, upper back and lower back, along with left shoulder, with difficulty in lifting the arm beyond 110 degrees. All of these pains are reported to be around 8 to 9. The patient does not have the numbness of the second, third, fourth finger at this time. However, pain varies from 5 to 9. ADLs are affected to the level of 6 to 9. Especially the work is affected 10. The enjoyment of life and general activity is affected 8, and sleep is affected 6. 80% relief has been obtained with various treatment protocols, including physical therapy and chiropractor, as well as medication. In the system review, patient reports is suffering from headache, which is still ongoing, same, 7 on a scale of 1 to 10, often once a day, and associated with difficulty sleeping, weakness, and poor work performance. However, patient denies any symptoms of vision disturbances, double vision, dizziness, vertigo, fainting, blackout, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, or any loss of memory, anxiety, depression, panic. In the pain and numbness, patient has severe stiffness of the left shoulders and pain in the left shoulder with difficulty lifting the arm beyond 110 degrees. He also has a stiffness of the lower back along with pain in the lower back, as well as mid-back and left side of the neck and upper back. No difficulty walking. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or any other issues. No blood in the stool or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reported that when he tries to do the therapy sessions at physical therapist, it hurts him a lot. According to him, the pain level has worsened, and there is no changes in the medical history or surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any of the trauma in last 30 days. Current pain medications are Orfen, and substance abuse none is reported. Compliance is, the patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 110 over 80, pulse is 68, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the physical examination comes from the previous visit, which is August 15, 2022. Dictation number is 0816-004, along with diagnosis. The plan of care is as follows. The patient has been informed about his MRI findings. He has a full thickness tear in the left shoulder involving entire distal supraspinatus and interior infraspinatus tendon, severe tendinosis of the remaining tendon, small to moderate size effusion of the shoulder joint, and subcoracoid bursal effusion is noticed. In the cervical region, there is a herniated disc at C3-4 and C4-5 with bilateral facets, hyperarthropathy, and left neural foramen stenosis, and indenting the ventral thecal sac. as well as at C56 and C67, there is a herniated disc with bilateral facet joint arthropathy and including pressure indenting the ventral thecal sac and causing central canal stenosis. In the lumbar spine, there is a bulging disc at L4-5 and a bulging disc at L5-S1 indenting the ventral thecal sac. The patient has had only one lumbar epidural steroid injection that brought him significant relief. However, the pain is still continuing. It's been advised to continue several more, three to four more lumbar epidural steroid injections, as well as 4 to 6 of cervical epidural steroid injections. He also has been advised about getting an injection to the right shoulder, intra-articular, right AC joint, and right bursal, subacromial bursal. The patient has given a consent, and these injections will be done today. The patient is advised to continue with the following medication, which is meloxicam 7.5 mg twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Xenoflex 4 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Neurontin 600 mg twice a day for headaches and for nerve healing, especially numbness of the finger on the left hand, Acifex 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, and Ambien 5 mg daily for sleep. These medications will be provided to him. He also was referred to Dr. Gary Gilliard, who is an orthopedic surgeon at Spine Specialist of Michigan, for consulting the orthopedic for complete tear of the rotator cuff for a possible surgical consult. His appointment is tomorrow, and he'll be seen after that. He also underwent a lumbar epidural steroid injection on 9-9-2022. Otherwise, the gentleman is stable. He'll be seen in a 10 days time after he has seen the orthopedic surgeon. Thank you.